You know, when you get out in the cotton field and you get out there with the hoe and you thin the cotton out, you say you're doing what?
Well, you thinned it out then, but you get out there the last time and cut the weeds out, you're flat weeding. Of course, you're flat weeding. Then if it's too thick then, you can thin it too at the same time while you're flat weeding.
What different sort of work would you have to do for raising cotton?
Well, first you'll get the ground in tip-top shape.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go out there and you harrow it down. And get your plat and plant it down, and the time it start up, you strip it.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Well, it'd be, plant, be just as thick as 1 inch of the plant. I put it just thick as, just like my finger together, just that thick.
Mm-hmm.
You go there and strafe it where it's blocking it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it let it sit there then about, to get about 3 inches high. So you mold it, go there and mold it then, and pour for it, and put out the middle. And we get about 4 or 6 inches high, you go down the side, harrow it, and then you chop it.
Mm-hmm. What's chopping it?
Well, that's to cut the grass out to what's been grown up there since you hold it. And
mm-hmm.
since the plow is keeping getting too bad, you chop it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go back in about the next 3 or 4 weeks on the high rain, and you flat weed it. You get the rest of the grass, what done come up there, and then be getting ready to shed the ground then. When you shed the ground, well, it ain't gonna hardly grow no more, and then you flat weed it, and if it's too thick, you thin it down some. And
mm-hmm.
Next thing is time to pick it.
Something you'd use for frying eggs in, you'd call that a?
Well, frying pan or skillet, either one.
What's the difference?
A frying pan made out of stainless steel or aluminum, and a skillet made out of iron.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a kind of a skillet that had little legs on it you could set in the fireplace?
Uh-huh.
What was that called?
Do you remember what they call them things? Those things are roasting skillets. That's all I know. They had one you set in the fireplace with legs on it, and then you put a top on it. Put fire on top of it and the bottom of it.
Roasted
skillets, that's all I ever know.
Uh-huh. And something you could use for heating up water to make hot tea in, something that had a little spout to it.
A kettle.
Uh-huh. What about the big thing you'd have out in the yard for heating water to boil your clothes?
Wash pot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, wash pot. I got 2 or 3 of them out there now.
Uh-huh.
I got 2 of them, I know.
Do you ever
wash pot.
Them called the kettle?
A kettle? A kettle is the one you set on the stove. Kettle uh-huh. sets on the stove. It only holds about 1.5 gallons, 2 gallons of water. But a wash pot will hold, some of them hold 20 gallons and some of them will hold 12, 14, all like that, mm-hmm. different size.
And say if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a
flower pot.
Or something, would you put cut flowers in a flower pot?
Bees.
Mm, I don't know about
bees.
Huh? Bees. Oh, you're talking about just to our, it's a flower for like to catch the sick room and like that. Oh, that's a basin. A basin.
Uh-huh.
A basin, what's another you call it? A basin, a basin. Well, anyway, you can put it in a jar.
Uh-huh.
Put it in a jar and put water in it.
Uh-huh. What about when you're setting the table for people to eat with? Next to each plate, you give everyone a
fork, a knife, a spoon.
Okay.